Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
I need your expertise if you know about a very specific area that will become very obvious. I need to play you something. I got a voice note from my wife earlier on today. Now, I'm going to play it to you. First thing I should say is I'm going to play it to you at 1.5 speed. That's the best way that I find to listen to any of my wife's voice notes because they can be overly long. Have a listen to this and then we'll discuss.
I was just thinking about something and it was about the things you should do today because it's Chinese New Year's Eve and tomorrow is Chinese New Year. So like tomorrow you shouldn't sweep or hoover or take out the rubbish or wash your hair because you're getting rid of stuff. That means you're getting rid of anything good that's set in place for the new year and you should focus on all like positive things that you want to come for the year. So tomorrow you really have to manifest Arsenal winning the league tomorrow because like the Chinese New Year will like set it in place.
So a couple of things here because I know very little about A, Chinese New Year, and B, manifesting. So, first of all, is this a trap? Have I just really been told to not do any housework tomorrow? Right? That's the first question. Is it a trap? Secondly, do you know anything about manifesting? Is it really a thing that tomorrow, if I manifest for Arsenal to win the Premier League because it is the first day of the Chinese Year of the Horse, that means it's going to happen? Because surely if you're a fan of Manchester City, for example, you could also think, oh, this is a good day for me to manifest that we'll catch Arsenal in the title race and they'll be manifesting as well. So how does one manifestation cancel out the other? So is it a trap about the housework? Do you know anything about Chinese New Year and manifesting? I need your help because there appears to be an opportunity here. First text that comes through, yes, it's a trap, run. I need a little bit more clarification than that, please. Chris says, hearing your wife's message resonates with me. A word to the wise, be careful, I've been burnt before. He says no more. This message says, don't forget it's pancake day as well tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to need to have to manifest pancakes. They will come. This one is interesting for everybody. Year of the Horse is every 13 years, but this year is the Year of the Fire Horse, which only happens every 60 years. The last time this happened was 1966, and we all know what happened then. Maybe I need to change my manifesting for something even bigger tomorrow. A message here says the Year of the Fire Horse will represent action, speed, and momentum. However, there is a warning embedded in its energy. The Fire Horse punishes indecision, hesitation, and passiveness. Thank you for that. Not sure I've learned much. This message says you are now in a catch-22 situation. You know there will be consequences if you do the housework or not. Also, I am born in the Year of the Horse. Maybe if I concentrate enough, I could manifest back the money it's cost to send you this message. Thank you very much. None of these are very helpful. Flash in Tamworth says, manifestation is nonsense, Richie. You're likely to get earache either way. I'd get the vacuum out. And then finally, someone says, thank you for the heads up. I have just manifested a Porsche. Thanks for your help, everyone. Marco says, Richie, just so you know, a certain red team from Merseyside won the league in 1966. Marco, it would take a lot of manifesting for that to be happening this year, my friend.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
I want to take you to a particular year right now, to 1989. So if you're listening on Absolute 80s, this may resonate specifically with you. I got something out of the loft yesterday. Been itching to do this with my youngest, Rocco. And that is the Mighty Metro Scalextrix kit. Did you have that as a kid? It's been up in the loft. It's been packaged away very nicely, to be honest. It's been looked after. But it hasn't been touched for decades. Been waiting for like Rocco to be old enough with that kind of toy to kind of think, yeah, okay, he can have a go at this. Nice quiet Sunday afternoon, thought, right, this is the time, I'll get this down, I'll put it up. So cleared the table to the side in the lounge, made space on the floor, put it down, and then it's as if the years are just fading away, and I'm back to being a kid, putting together a scale electric circuit, clipping all the tracks together. The excitement of very carefully getting the cars out of the box, straightening those little foils underneath, slotting them into the tracks, plugging it in, turning it on, and nothing. Nothing whatsoever. So disappointed. Just so ready for that smell of Scale Electric. You know the one, that smell of... What is it? I mean, I guess it does smell like... It can't be burning rubber. I mean, I know the cars fly around, but it's not that. But there's just that slight smell of something. It's a very specific smell and nothing. I couldn't even show it to him. Have you got a toy that you have kept in the loft from your childhood? You've really looked after it, but you've actually still got it working. You've been able to show it to the kids. Because at the moment, Rocco's looking at this thing. It had all the build-up. And he actually said, "Don't worry, Daddy, you guys tried." So damning when someone says, "You tried." "Yeah, I know, but I couldn't get it working, could I? After all these years of waiting." So if there's a toy that you've kept from your childhood, you've got it working, boast about it. I'd like to know what it is. I'll be jealous. Let me know. Ben in Essex says that story about your Scale Electric that has unlocked a core childhood memory. Someone else saying maybe the smell you were describing was the smell of your Scale Electric burning out. Let's not be negative. Thank you very much. So many people getting in touch, not just with toys that they've got from their childhood that they've still got that are working, but others trying to help me get this Scale Electric work. Richie, you need to clean the track. It's oxidised over the years. A fine sanding block and or a rag soaked in pure alcohol should fix it. I'll give that a go. Someone else says, the trick is to test old toys before you show the kids. I have twins. I've learnt the hard way with two crying children. This is great. I got a Lush toy from 30 years ago. I refound when I moved house a few years ago. My Sega Mega 2. My grandson Jude is almost 6. He's loving playing on classic Sonic and Sonic 2 with Tails, says this message. Share the ones that you've still got working. Malcolm's hanging on. What you got, Malcolm?
It is the Lego Space Monorail.
You still have it and it's still working?
Still in the box, still working, still got all the pieces. Still got all the instructions and not a leaked battery in sight.
Malcolm, how did you have the foresight as a kid to pack this away so well that it's still working all these years on?
My parents put it back in the box, put it up in the loft, and it had been sat there for ages. And then when my kids were a bit younger than they were now, we went down there and it was in the loft, and they basically said, get rid of it. So we put it together and found it still worked.
Do you know what? I spent so much time in the loft with a Lego train set when I was a kid. They were amazing, the Lego train sets. So the monorail, probably similar kit, just done in space.
Yeah. You know, the space theme with, you know, the old Lego figures with the really basic space suits, weren't they?
Yeah. I think as a kid, if I saw what Lego was like now, it would blow my mind. I wouldn't recognise it.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
No. Are you still, as an adult, buying the big sets now then, Malcolm?
I might have the Lego Optimus Prime.
Malcolm definitely has the Lego Optimus Prime. Great to talk to you, Malcolm. Take care.
Howdy, mate.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
It is Monday evening, so it is your weekly chance to let off steam with our minor Monday moan. So the rules here are quite clear. There's plenty of depressing stuff going on in the world. We don't need to moan about that. But sometimes it's the little things that really get you going. So if there's a minor moan that can help getting off your chest, this is the space to do it. 8-12-15, or find us on the socials at Absolute Radio. Stuff like this from Sarah. I waited almost 10 minutes in the supermarket for a staff member to verify my age for a bottle of brandy. Then I remembered I didn't need it because my husband bought me one for Valentine's Day. That is annoying. That is annoying, but you've still got one. At least you've got something on Valentine's Day, but we won't delve into that. Kay says, I've been trying to cancel an Xbox Live subscription that I no longer need, but it's registered to an old email address that I no longer use. I spent all weekend trying to speak to a human, but to no avail. I think in situations like this, and what you need to do is just keep playing the games and don't grow up. Here's my minor Monday moan. I always find February a tight month, shorter month, and I've been doing really, really well budgeting my way through February. And then I open up my banking app this morning and I'm like, what? Where's that gone? Yes, it's the yearly Amazon Prime subscription with no warning coming and hitting me hard. I wouldn't be without Prime, but just a little bit of warning, guys, that'd be nice, because that's a lot that's suddenly disappeared. See, it's a minor moan, but still a moan. Rob says, luckily at work earlier, I experienced a fantastic aerial display of acrobatic birds in the sky with a beautiful sunrise background. You know, the big flocks like you see on a nature program, literally thousands of them. Incredible to watch. Until I left work to get in my car in the car park and the aerial display had covered the car. Isn't nature wonderful? Says Rob, heading home to unfreeze the hose pipe to rinse the car. Another car-related one from Ben. Went to the petrol station this morning. All lanes taken up. This is the very nature of a minor Monday moan. Listen to the details coming up here. Waited for the guy to pay so he could drive off and I could take his place to fuel up. He got in his car. I think he was doing a Rubik's Cube or something because he didn't move for 1 minute and 37 seconds. It doesn't sound like a lot of time, but it felt like forever. I love the fact that Ben has the exact time that he was waiting. One final one for now, but please keep yours coming. 8:12:15, Shelley in Manchester. I'm at a funeral tomorrow and my daughter has bought me the wrong tights and I'm fuming. I registered with a new dentist, says this text message, plus two family members, and got a text saying to make an appointment. So I went in today, but they've only registered me and said it would take 2 weeks for everyone to be registered, even though they have all the information needed for all of us. Hello, Richie. A minor Monday moan from me, says Adam in Alton. I unplugged the skybox this morning because we've got a decorator in painting the lounge. This afternoon, I've plugged it all back in exactly the same way, written in capitals. But now it won't connect to the network. So no TV on demand, which is very frustrating. It's very frustrating. That is a minor Monday moan. And then I think this one hits the most. Myself and our producer in here, Nick, we agree that this one really, really stings. Hello, Richie. Earlier at work today, I found out that the holidays I've wanted have been rejected. I now need to select new dates. That's it. That is the moan. But wow, that one really hurts.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.